Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav says certain political parties spreading misinformation on Supreme Court's verdict on Aravali Hills reiterates government is fully committed to its conservation. Indian Space Research Organization successfully launches next generation US communication satellite Bluebird Block 2. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails ISRO for placing heaviest satellite ever launched from Indian soil. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says states are not mere implementing agencies but partners in development and Viksit Bharat Gramji scheme. Uddhav Thackeray led Shiv Sena and Raj Thackeray Maharashtra Nav Nirman join hands to contest civic polls in Mumbai. Dense fog disrupts flight and train services in Delhi. Around 16 flights cancelled and more than 50 trains bound for Delhi delayed. World famous Dhanu Yatra to begin at Bargarh in Odisha this evening. President Draupadi Murmu says it will foster spiritual consciousness in society. And star India all-rounder Dipti Sharma climbs to world number one in ICC Women's T20I bowling rankings. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav has said that certain political parties, particularly the Congress, are spreading misinformation regarding the Supreme Court's verdict on Aravali Hills. He said that they are intentionally misinterpreting the Supreme Court's verdict and using it as a political tool to satisfy their own interest. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Mr. Yadav added that citizens will not fall prey to the propaganda being spread by the opposition.
कांग्रेस तो झूठ और भ्रम इसमें फैलाने की कोशिश कर रही है
Congress has been trying to spread falsehood. As far as the information that we have, that from the 1200 mines in Rajasthan, 700 allotments were done under Ashok Gehlot only. These misleading things don't affect people. The case is still open in the Supreme Court, and they shouldn't make a political tool of this.
तो एक न्यायालय के निर्णय को अपना राजनीतिक हथियार बना रहे हैं जो उचित नहीं है
The minister clarified that the Supreme Court's verdict is to prohibit the illegal mining in the Aravali region.
जो डिग्रेडेड अरावली का जो एरिया है जो किसी भी कारण से क्षतिग्रस्त हो गया है उसको वापस से हरा किया जाए
द डिग्रेडेड अरावली एरिया इज टू बी रिस्टोर्ड फॉर विच वी हैव टेकन द इनिशिएटिव दिस ईयर सो टू रिस्टोर दिस इकोलॉजिकल सिस्टम ग्रीन अरावली वॉल प्रोग्राम वॉज स्टार्टेड एज वी नो दैट अरावलीज कंट्रीब्यूट ग्रेटली टू द ग्रीन कवर इन राजस्थान वी हैव ऑल्सो एक्सेप्टेड द ऑफर ऑफ नगर वन योजना इन ऑल डिस्ट्रिक्ट वी हैव अलॉटेड मनी इन कांपा एज वेल एज इन ग्रीन इंडिया प्रोग्राम
वितरण किया और उसके साथ ग्रीन इंडिया जो हमारा प्रोग्राम चलता है उसमें भी हमने इसमें राशि का वितरित किया
Highlighting the strategic importance of the Aravali range, Mr. Yadav noted that the region is a major source of critical minerals which are essential for the country's economic and industrial growth and the Modi government is fully committed to its conservation. The full interview will be broadcast in a Surkhiyon Mein program today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 Akashvani FM Gold channel. It will also live stream on our mobile app, News on AIR, and YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today successfully launched a next-generation U.S. communication satellite, Bluebird Block 2, on board its heaviest vehicle, LVM-3M6, from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The launch took place from the Satish Dhawan Space Station at 8:55 a.m. Indian Standard Time. After a flight journey of about 15 minutes, the spacecraft Bluebird Block 2 got separated from the vehicle and it was successfully placed into its intended orbit. Speaking on the occasion, ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has hailed the successful launch and calling it the heaviest satellite ever lifted from Indian soil using an Indian launcher.
Extremely happy to announce that LVM-3 Bahubali rocket M6 launch vehicle has successfully and precisely injected the Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite in the intended orbit. This was not an easy task considering the enormous efforts required because it requires very close coordination among various teams at different ISRO centers, units, industry, launch complex and the entire infrastructure availability.
The Bluebird Block 2 mission is a part of a global LEO, low Earth orbit constellation, to provide direct-to-mobile connectivity through satellite. This constellation would enable 4G and 5G, voice and video calls, texts, streaming and data for everyone, everywhere at all times. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO on the successful launch of the LVM3-M6 mission. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said, by the successful LVM3-M6 launch, placing the heaviest satellite ever launched from Indian soil, the spacecraft of USA Blue Bird Block 2 into its intended orbit marks a proud milestone in India's space journey. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the centre's contribution under the Viksit Bharat Gram G scheme has been raised to nearly 95,000 crore rupees as compared to MG Narega, which was 86,000 crore rupees. Mr. Chauhan said this highlights the government's sustained and enhanced support for rural employment. In an article in an English daily, Mr. Chauhan said the president has asserted to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025, enhancing the statutory wage employment guarantee to 125 days. He said under the scheme, states are treated not as mere implementing agencies, but as partners in development, empowered to notify and operationalize their own schemes within the statutory framework. In Maharashtra, after weeks of negotiations, the Shiv Sena, UBT and the Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena, MNS, today announced a formal alliance for the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC elections and other municipal polls, including in Nashik. The announcement was made by cousins Uddhav Thackeray and Raj Thackeray during a joint press conference in Mumbai. While details of seat sharing were not disclosed, Raj Thackeray said candidates would be directly instructed to file the nomination papers. Elections for 29 municipal corporations, including Mumbai and Pune, are scheduled for the 15th of January, with counting to take place on the 16th of next month. BJP today said that the two dynastic parties, Shiv Sena UBT and Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena, have come together in an alliance out of fear of defeat in Mumbai BMC polls. Talking to media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Pradeep Bhandari said that these dynastic parties have come together to save the political stakes and are worried that people of Mumbai are moving towards choosing the NDA's development agenda. He asserted that the people of Mumbai and Maharashtra stand firmly and will choose the NDA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Rashtra Prerna Sthal at Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh tomorrow to honour the life and ideals of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Mr. Modi will visit Lucknow on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore rupees, Rashtra Prerna Sthal has been developed as a landmark national memorial and inspirational complex of enduring national significance. The inauguration of the Rashtra Prerna Sthal marks an important step in preserving and promoting the ideals of selfless leadership and good governance. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu today extended greetings to the countrymen, especially the residents of Odisha, on the sacred occasion of the Dhanu Yatra of Bargar. In a social media post, the president expressed hope that the vivid performances based on the mythological tales will foster spiritual consciousness and cultural pride in society. The world-famous Dhanu Yatra, an 11-day epic open-air theatre festival depicting the Krishna Kans myth, will begin at Bargar in Odisha this evening. We have more from a correspondent.
During the Yatra, the laughter of Maharaja Kansa echoes across Bargad, symbolically turning it into the ancient city of Mathura. Streets, palaces and courtyards serve as performance venues, including the Ranga Mahal and Nandaraja's court, where episodes from the life of Lord Krishna are enacted. The festival uniquely removes the boundary between performers and spectators. Thousands of visitors from across Odisha and other parts of the country have gathered to witness the spectacle. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Dense fog disrupted several flights and train services across Delhi and the National Capital Region today. Speaking to Akashvani News, a Delhi airport official said around 16 flights were cancelled due to low visibility at the Indira Gandhi International Airport. Meanwhile, the Delhi division of the Indian Railways reported that more than 50 trains bound for Delhi were delayed for up to 6 hours. In West Bengal, the Jangipur Sub-Divisional Court in Murshidabad district has sentenced all 13 convicts to life imprisonment for the brutal murder of a father and a son during a protest over the WAF Amendment Act in April this year. Delivering the verdict yesterday, Judge Amitabh Mukhopadhyay also directed the state government to pay 15 lakh rupees as compensation to the victim's family. Hargovind Das and his son Chandan Das were killed by a mob on the 11th of April in the district's Samsherganj area. The killings triggered widespread outrage across the state and beyond. Following the incident, the district police set up a special investigation team, SIT, to probe the case. After the arrest of the accused, a trial continued till the 16th of December. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said the nation has moved decisively towards structural reforms, focusing on transparency, efficiency and inclusion. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this after releasing a book titled Economic Empowerment of Bharat in the Modi Era, authored by Dr. Sikandar Kumar at Vice President's Enclave in New Delhi today. Vice President said today India has become the fourth largest economy in the world and is moving towards being the third largest economy.
Over the last decade, India has witnessed a period of remarkable economic transformation and renewed confidence. Modi ji is a strong believer that India can come up. That is the reason why from nowhere we have become the fifth largest economy and fourth largest economy, and we are moving towards the third largest economy.
Global investment banking firm Goldman Sachs has forecast India's real GDP growth at around 6.7% in 2026 and 6.8% in 2027, outpacing consensus estimates and reinforcing India's position among the world's fastest growing large economies. According to Goldman Sachs Global Economics Analyst Report, Macro Outlook 2026, India's growth trajectory is supported by strong domestic consumption, sustained public infrastructure spending, and relatively limited exposure to global trade disruptions. A group of influential U.S. lawmakers has urged Bangladesh's interim government to ensure the election in February is free, fair, and inclusive. In a letter to Chief Advisor Muhammad Yunus, U.S. Representative Gregory W. Meeks, Bill Huizenga and Sidney Kamleja Duff warned that banning an entire political party could disenfranchise a large section of voters. The lawmakers said freedom of association and individual criminal responsibility are fundamental human rights, cautioning that suspending party activities or reviving the flawed International Crimes Tribunal could undermine democratic credibility. They call on the interim government or a future elected administration to revisit the decision to ban the Awami League as Bangladesh prepares for its first election since the fall of the previous government. Star Indian all-rounder Deepthi Sharma has topped the ICC Women's T20 International Bowling Rankings for the first time in her career. In the latest rankings released yesterday, the 28-year-old off-spinner hauled off one wicket for 20 runs in the first T20 international match of the ongoing series against Sri Lankan Vishakhapatnam, helped the off-spinner dethrone Australia's first bowler, Annabel Sutherland, by one rating point to sit at the top of the table with 737 points. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading on a bearish note in afternoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 84 points to 85,441, while the Nifty fell by 21 points to 26,156 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav says certain political parties spreading misinformation on Supreme Court's verdict on Aravalli Hills reiterates government is fully committed to its conservation. Indian Space Research Organization successfully launches next-generation U.S. communication satellite Bluebird Block 2. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails ISRO for placing heaviest satellite ever launched from Indian soil. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says states are not mere implementing agencies but partners in development in Viksit Bharat Gramji scheme. Uddhav Thackeray led Shiv Sena and Raj Thackeray's Maharashtra Nav Nirman join hands to contest civic polls in Mumbai. Dense fog disrupts flight and train services in Delhi. Around 16 flights cancelled and more than 50 trains bound for Delhi delayed. World-famous Dhanu Yatra to begin at Bargarh in Odisha this evening. President Draupadi Murmu says it will foster spiritual consciousness in society. And star India all-rounder Deepthi Sharma climbs to world number one in ICC Women's T20I bowling rankings. And with that, we end the Midday News.